Next patient is Sharon Belenk. That's Sharon, Sharon Belenk. Welenc. Well as in Lancy. Enc. Welenc. Welenk. Date of birth is 8/31/73. Date of visit is 4/30/24. Prepare a copy for James Brown, MD. James Brown, MD. Next, chief complaint is lung nodules and a history for COVID-19 infection. Next paragraph, hispanotenlus. This is a 50-year-old overweight female who had an episode of COVID-19 infection in 2021. Has been experiencing shortness of breath and cough with wheezing for the past several months. The patient was sent for a CT chest on 4/1/24, and it showed right below ground glass opacities, which were different from a prior chest CT or CTA that was done at the Advent Hospital when she presented for chest tightness and had a CTA done on 3/18/24. The CTA on 3/18 showed a 9 mm nodule in the right middle lobe, which was unchanged, and bilateral dependent atelectasis and bilateral interstitial opacities. The patient presently does not bring up much sputum. She denies mastitis, fever, chills, and night sweats, and no significant weight loss period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for COVID-19 infection and history of cholecystectomy in 1989. She had lumbar disc surgery at L5 in 2019. She also had bladder sling surgery in 2020 and had hand surgery for the right wrist. Right wrist deformity. The patient has no diabetes or hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur. Next paragraph, habits of the patient. Denies smoking and no alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father is in good health. Mother died of cancer of the vulva. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has double vision and she has hoarseness and wheezing. She also has cough and shortness of breath. She has abdominal pains and heartburn. She has black stools or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains and palpitations. She has anxiety attacks. And she has enlarged glands and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, but has headaches and numbness of the extremities and memory loss. Next, medalist included gabapentin 400 mg BID. Norco 7.5 milligrams PRN. Single A 10 milligrams daily. Prilosec 40 milligrams a day. Trilogy Ellipta. 100 micrograms, one puff a day. Next, can you please add in the past history? Patient's past history also includes a history for enlarged right cervical lymph nodes for which a biopsy is being planned by ENT. Please add that in the past history. Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged, white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125 by 80, pulse 105, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 216, saturation 95. HEND are non-silent, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation, nasal mucus edematous. Next, supplement of bruise, thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema, lesions, no cap, tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial has a ghost intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, brush number 1. Bilateral pulmonary infiltrates. Etiology undetermined. Possible hypersensitivity to pneumonitis. And number 2 is multiple lung nodules. Number 3 is history of COVID-19 infection - long COVID. Number 4 is chronic back pain. Number 5 is peripheral neuropathy. Next, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT and also advised to get a biopsy of the upper cervical lymph node as planned. And she was advised to go on Ventolin, 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath, and also placed on prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 2 weeks. Copy of her recent labs were requested. And a follow-up visit we arranged here approximately 1 month. Can you please add in the physical exam? Examination of the neck revealed a enlarged right submandibular node about 1.5 centimeters in the right upper cervical chain. Please add that in the physical exam. And in the final diagnosis, add cervical lymphadenopathy. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza. Copy of this for James Brown, MD. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza.